Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Sunday night, and you're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the program. Getting a little bit of a late start tonight. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed Northern California location. I'm not in my usual studio, mixing it up. I got a wild hair up my butt and decided to drive north, going up to Humboldt County tomorrow. So I'm kind of halfway up the coast of California. Want to thank my early chatters, Beneath Everything, a.k.a. Ronnie Rucker, Isha, Iconoclast, and Nud Nick X. Appreciate you folks joining me here early on in the program. Taking your calls at 347-826-7667. Your calls take priority, and we go straight to the phone lines. Caller, you're on the air.
What's up, Vince? Go Raiders.
Dude. Go Bears. Fucking stoked, bro.
Yeah, man. They look like they're turning it around, man. I mean, you only can get so many first-round draft picks, man, before you start to get good. And they have a whole bunch of them on their team.
Mm-hmm. And now they're forced to go with Jason Campbell. They should have just stuck with Jason Campbell the whole time.
Why would you go get him? And bitch, you even traded for this guy and you just give up on him on those games, man? You gotta, you know, I don't know, man. I guess it's about learning. You know, they don't do that no more, man. Learning the players, like, when you have confidence in Jason Campbell, he plays well. When you start doing things like that, he doesn't. So, you know, and what they did to him in Washington.
Yeah, he was good today. That naked bootleg for a touchdown fooled everybody in the entire stadium. They were on point today. The defense was on point. The special teams was on point.
Nick Saban is a beast.
Yeah, I don't know why they can't just keep playing like this.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's every week, it's like, what Raider team is going to show up this week?
Right. You know, they got that thunder and lightning, man. You know, McFadden and Bush. Bush got the power, McFadden got the speed.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, man, it's just the only question mark I have with them is their wide receivers. Because, you know, you always go get those fast receivers, and they have hands of stone. They were catching today, but it's like, man, they're going to have to get some possession receivers in there, man. Just because only they can run a 4-3, you know, it takes much more than that being a receiver.
Nudnik X wants to know where all the white women are. Stick around, Nudnik. They're going to show up. They usually come casually late or fashionably late.
Yeah.
What's up, Rambo? Rambo in the chat room now. Picks it up here early on. Yeah, man. I decided to take a little journey up north. I'm going to go visit my friend that lives up in Arcata, which is up in the heart of Humboldt County.
Oh, okay. How long are you going to stay? The weekend?
I'm just coming up here to visit for a couple of days. I had a couple of days off, and I was bumming around San Francisco, and I just texted my friend, and I was like, hey, man, what are you doing? And he's like, hey, come on up, dude.
Yeah.
So I might partake in some of Humboldt's finest when I get up there.
Hey, that's what I was talking about. He should, like, have them waiting for it. You have, like, four or five, and y'all can just run through them. I mean, just pound and move, stick and move, stick and move, lick and move, lick and move.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Apparently there's some sort of emoticon cyber sexing going on right now in the chat room between Isha and Rambo. You guys might want to keep that in the private PM chat, maybe. That's kind of, yeah. Anywho, so the Bears. Your Bears. How did they do?
Oh yeah, they won, man. Hey, we still leading the division. Mm-hmm. You know, so all we got to do is keep winning, and we'll have the division. Don't tie it up with the Packers to where, you know, history shows it made Bears lose a game. They end up tied, and then they got to have the tiebreaker in Lambeau Field the last game of the season, which will suck. But, hey, the Bears getting confidence. Man, Jay Cutler, 3 games in a row, no interceptions, 81% today. If he get time, it's Joe. He can do his thing, man. So hopefully, you know, should we keep riding the ride, man? You know, get in the playoffs and see what happened, hey. You know, they done better than what I thought. I picked them to go 9-7 this year with no playoffs. So, they exceed my expectations.
Yeah.
But these next 3 games, man, I believe they have New England. They play the Jets. Like, them two right there, man, is going to, you know. But they have them at home, so maybe we can get them.
So how do you feel about what happened to Brett Favre today?
Like, whatever. Go away. He needs to fall back. He should have fell back before they begin another season.
Yeah.
If you have to beg someone to come play football like that, they really don't want to play. You know how it is, like, when you're in a relationship with a woman and she wants to break up, but she don't have the heart to do it, so she forces you to do it. That's basically what it was with Brett Favre. He was trying to get them so mad and angry and frustrated today and say, well, Brett, stay at home. And he would have been happy. He would have went in the house smiling, kicking, doing cartwheels, kissed his wife, everything. But, you know, they let him back. Man, he done. And I don't even know if that hand injury is real, you know, because
he got knocked pretty hard, man.
Yeah, he did. But I think it's time for him to go, man. I mean, Tavares finish it out. They got the coach there, you know, interim coach. Might as well call Tavares the interim quarterback so they can see what he got left, you know, so they'll know, which they should have drafted Clawson last year so they'd have had someone. But now they can, you know, fumble around and see if Tavares is going to be in with the future, you know, or is he going to, you know, because he said if he get benched again, he made that clear this year, if he don't be a starter after Brett, you know, he won out. So they might have to end up trading him, you know, so and draft him another quarterback, you know.
But I mean, you live in Milwaukee, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, even though you're a Bears fan, still you're exposed to all the Favre hype and everything. What's the temperature on the ground there in Milwaukee? Are people overall kind of happy to see Favre melt down like this?
50-50. Some people like it. Some people is kind of, you know,
just don't care.
You know, kind of sad about it. Yeah. Oh. And then there's a small percentage that don't care. You know, but, you know, they worship Brett. This was his town. Wisconsin was his town. You know, a lot of people got a lot of love for him, man, and respect. And, you know, it's sad to see the great ones go out like that because usually that's what happened with football players. They're like boxers. You know, they go out and they don't. Looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, you know, and Brett just needs to hang it up now, man, and just, you know, right off to the sunset. He has nothing more to accomplish. He tried.
All right, looking for white women? Do you remember who said they were looking for white women?
Nut something.
Oh, yeah. Good memory. Nudnik X. Well, Nudnik X, your wish has been granted. We have a white woman on the phone for you.
All right.
Candy?
Hi.
Hey, baby. How you doing tonight?
I'm good.
Yeah?
This is the whitest woman you ever know.
What?
Vince said it.
So what are you up to this early morning?
Well, I can't fall asleep. I'm wide the fuck awake. I think that's all the candy and cookies I've been eating.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, first you have to say, before anything starts, you have to say, I love you, Vince. I love you, Mackie.
Huh?
Candy, we have a gentleman here in the chat. Well, I presume it's a gentleman who was looking for the white women, Nudnik X. So, Nudnik X, we have Candy here on the line for you. You have any anything you'd like to share with her? Oh, so Candy.
Yeah.
What did you think of the football games today?
I don't watch football. I'm not into sports. I never was, and I think it was because of my childhood, because my parents never put me in no sports and no activity shit. So I don't understand sports, so I don't watch it.
Hmm. You know what? That's okay. It's not hard to understand football. It's just it's just a bunch of guys grabbing each other, really.
Yeah, basically I'm sweating.
Yeah, a bunch of guys in tight pants wrestling each other out of the ground and grabbing each other and stuff.
They have been going after the ball.
Yeah,
I used to down just watch it with my ex, and I never understood it, but I used to love it because their butts are so sexy.
Yeah, that's why I like it. Yeah,
of course. I had a question because, you know, me and my friend was talking about this earlier. You know, because men do it, women do it, in relationships, you know, you pick up different things. Because, you know, everybody chameleon. You know, it's like, you know, when you're with somebody, you kind of adapt to something that they're doing. You know, how many things that you pick up, you like, from your exes that you currently do now that you didn't do before you met them?
Oh, my God. A lot. A lot. It's crazy. Yeah. But some of it's not in a good way because he introduced me to an e-pill, which I'll never take again. But
you're to that story.
Yeah, fill us in on that. Okay. Give us some background.
On what?
Well, you said you never take the pill again, so something must have happened.
Yeah, what happened to lead to this revelation?
Wait, are you guys talking about the E. coli or the other shit?
Wait, you had E. coli? Did you say you took E or you had E. coli?
No, I took E.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that. How'd that go?
Went horribly.
What do you mean? Why? What'd you do?
Well, because, okay. I started selling them first, and then he used to be addicted to them, like, really, really bad, like, a couple years ago. And I had triple sex. They were blue. And they had, like, a girl on one side and D on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know they were triple sex until after I took it. Because he's like, here, babe, take one with me. I'm like, okay, sure, whatever. So I took one, and then he told me it was a triple sex. And I'm like, what's a triple sex? He said, 3,001. So I went into a panic attack, like a really bad panic attack. I started walking down the street, and like 45 minutes later, I started feeling it. I'm like, yo, I don't like this feeling. He's like, chill, you're okay. I couldn't stop walking. I was walking down the hill, and I couldn't stop walking. Like, my legs would not stop moving. I was sweating. I felt my, like, brain pumping. Like, it was fucking nuts. And then when I went to sleep, I stopped breathing, like, three times and went to, like, two seizures. It was bad.
Whoa.
So, yeah, I stopped smoking weed. I won't take Tylenol, nothing like that. I drink once in the blue moon.
I'm sorry we brought that up then, because I thought you was going to say, like, yeah, I took it and I went down on my friend and my auntie and his cousin and I jacked the dog off and,
Everybody said, like, when you take it, you're going to be touching yourself and shit. Not me. I wasn't touching myself.
Yeah, see,
the
I touch myself too much.
On it,
I touch myself too much as it is. So when I take stuff like that, it actually makes me want to not touch myself, touch other people.
But everybody says the sex on the EPO is good, and it is. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's great.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. We're here with VMAC and Candy. If you would like to join us here, the number is 347-826-7000. 667. I'm Vincent the Bay, your host for the next hour and 35 minutes now. I'm going to take a little break here and come back with more from our panel. Be right back.
Dream about a river 5 feet long, mighty immense but not too strong. You'll be high but not for long if you're a viper. I'm the king of everything. I gotta be high before I can swing. Light a tea and let it be. If you're a viper, when your throat gets dry and you know you're high, everything is dandy. Truck on down to the candy store. Blow your top on peppermint candy. Then you know your body is sent. You don't care if you don't pay rent. The sky is high and so am I. If you're a viper.
Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Oh my God, Vincent the Bay back here with you. I want to thank all the people in the chat room. Isha, Iconoclast Texas, Nudnik X, One Angry Jew, and Tracy Gamore. Also, Damage Control Radio, a.k.a. Rambo, who is doing some damage. I don't know if it's Damage Control. I think it's just he's just doing some damage in the chat room right now. All right, so I'm going to bring back my panel here. And before I do, let's welcome One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew. What's going on, man? One Angry Jew? Oh, his hand's not up. Never mind. I guess One Angry Jew is just listening. Jesus. Pardon me. Anyways, I'm back with Candy and VMAC. What's up, crew?
Yeah.
Sounds like everybody's getting sick.
What?
Yeah.
Hello?
What'd you say, Candy?
I said it sounds like everybody's getting sick.
Oh, I'm not getting sick.
No?
No, I'm fine.
Oh.
I'm just coughing. For no reason.
Yeah. He's checking himself for a hernia.
Yeah, that's
a
it.
A hernia? Who has a hernia?
I thought I might.
I need to know, because one time I was giving my ex-boyfriend head, and when he met it, he's like, yo, I think I just got a hernia. What the fuck is a hernia?
Hernia is, I don't know how to explain it well. It's something on, like, say, by your pelvis, what men have. You know, I don't know exactly what it is, but you can strain it to the point where it inflames, especially when you have heavy lifting jobs, because I did mine. You have one on each side, and usually when they remove one, they remove the other one, because once you have a problem with one, there's an 80% chance you have a problem with another one. I was in the hospital on my 21st birthday getting it removed because I had a lot of heavy lifting jobs, and, you know, they took it out. They didn't take mine out on the right side. They took it out on the left side, and it does. It hurts. Seriously.
Really?
And, you know, when you lift a box up, it's like someone takes a pin and stick it from your toe all the way up to your chest.
Wow.
And that's how it feels, you know. So I had to wait 2 or 3 weeks, but I made up for the drinking. After, you know, when I was there on my 21st birthday, yeah. So that's
wow.
Why I tried. Yeah. Yeah, I had a question for you, Vince, and I guess a chat room. So this was proposed to me, you know. How much age difference is too much for a relationship to work?
Well, that's funny you ask that, because my boyfriend's 36 and 22.
And you're 22, so
I'm not even going to lie about my age. I'm really 19. I'll be 20 in January.
So that was the problem with you and your guys' relationship?
What?
Well, that was the problem with you and your guys' relationship, the age?
No. The age was nothing. Not at all.
Yeah, that's what I told him, too, because my guy, he's 34 like me. And he has a 21-year-old girlfriend, and he just asked me the question. And I mean, I said, it's about the mind state, because I know some people in their 40s that act like they're 16.
You know what you got to do when, okay, I'm young, and my ex-boyfriend's, like, older, but what he was doing was reliving his life through me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we got along so well, because he wasn't.
Oh, so he kind of regressed and kind of came back down to the young guy instead of you going up to the older lady.
Or you meet each other halfway. We was going like half and half, like okay, a 19-year-old wants to party and have fun and wrestle, so we would do that. An older person would. How do I explain this? Basically, like, do what they gotta do and be grown about their shit, you know?
Yeah. That's basically the advice I gave him. So you gotta meet each other halfway. Some things she has to do, you know, sit around, watch TV, quiet night, and sometimes throw back a few bottles and have fun.
Yeah.
Like, hey, swing out the window, show your boobies. Shit like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, let's bring in One Angry Jew. One Angry Jew, what's on your mind?
Well, being a doctor, I think I can address the hernia question if you're still interested.
Oh.
Perfectly, yes.
Yes. A hernia is where the muscle between your stomach and your intestines, your intestines and your groin becomes weak. And what a hernia happens is when the intestines go through the hole and poke into your groin area.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Yep. Hey,
yeah.
And it feels like it. Trust me.
Right. And anal sex has been known to alleviate that problem at times.
Huh?
Well,
okay.
Sometimes if you can. Well, sometimes if you
there's also practical uses for anal sex. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Other
well, sometimes
than,
if you can
pleasure.
if you can insert things in there, such as shortened broom handles or whatnot, sometimes you're able to push it back up through the hole.
God, I'd have to go to the doctor. Jesus, no.
Well, have you tried things in your anal cavity to push it? Do you have a hernia?
Oh, no, I had it when I was 21. I got it
ready.
I got it fixed.
You got it fixed with surgery?
Yeah.
Well, you could have it. How old are you? How old are you now?
34.
Well, back then they didn't really use proper techniques nor proper patches when they fix these things. So usually they break again, and people are very susceptible to it.
The doctor told me that. Yeah, he said it's very susceptible to doing the other side
right.
too. You know,
well,
I'll tell you what.
Here, try this. Can you do this for me?
Can you
just take the phone and put it to your stomach, right above your pelvic area, and cough and let me hear it?
Oh yeah, I got checked for that like 3 months ago. I'm sorry.
No, right, but can you take the phone? Put it on your pelvic area and cough and let me hear it and I'll tell you whether your hernia is back or not.
You're not gonna be able to hear from a phone.
I know mine's not back. I was just telling her a story.
Well, are you sure?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm offering you free advice. You know, if you put the phone to your pelvic area, let me listen to it cough loudly. I can tell
you
whether you got the hernia or not.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I know about that. And that doctor had me to do that.
Oh my God! I'm a trained professional. That's how I'm going to hear it.
Okay, buddy.
I'll do it.
You want me to do it?
Hold on a second. Are you calling on a mobile phone, sir?
That's VMAC, by the way. VMAC and Candy.
My phone is dying.
Your phone is dying. Try to resuscitate it. Plug it in.
Yeah, mouth to mouth.
But are you calling on a mobile phone?
Yeah.
Which carrier do you use?
U.S.
Cellular.
No,
I'm gonna call you on hot phone.
All right, cool. Call back.
Right, but which phone carrier are you using?
Who, me?
Yeah.
U.S. Cellular.
Okay, I believe they're in the upper spectrum. So if you put the phone to your right above your pelvic area and cough loudly, I should be able to tell.
Well, I know I don't have it anymore. And I told you I went for a checkup in August, so I'm good. And I haven't had a physical job like that of that nature. I was lifting like 100-150-pound boxes every day doing that span.
And when you pick up the 150-pound boxes, do you make any grunting sounds?
Oh no, I haven't did that, man. That probably was the last. Man, I haven't listened to nothing that heavy on an everyday basis since I was in my early 20s. All my jaw's been dry.
But you're not making any grunting sounds when you're lifting up the 150-pound boxes, right?
No.
Okay, you know what the sounds I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm glad I'm praying it don't come back. But so far, so good. In 13 years, keep my fingers crossed.
Okay. Do you ride a bicycle?
Uh-uh.
That's okay. That's good.
I ride women. Does that count?
It depends how.
As fast and hard as possible.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. That's and you don't feel anything jiggling when you're doing that?
Huh?
You don't feel anything jiggling when you're doing that?
No.
Okay. Any sounds that are out of the ordinary?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm probably gonna.
My name changes though every now and again.
How's that?
Sometimes it's all shit, sometimes it's all God, sometimes it's daddy.
Right, I understand, yeah.
What's the most weirdest name you ever been called, Vince, during sex?
Fred. Fred.
Are you Vince?
I'm sorry. Are you asking me?
No, I was asking Vince.
The weirdest thing I got called during sex.
Yeah.
You white piece of shit.
For real? How did you take that? Did it bother you?
I used it as inspiration to pound even harder, my brother.
There you go. Hey.
I know what that's all about. I know what that's all about. That's a challenge.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Speaking of which, we have the phone challenge. Candy back with us now. Candy, has everything worked out with your phone line?
Yeah, I just charged it, so it's charging.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm fucking cold.
Yeah, are the headlights on?
Yep.
All right.
Coffee bean.
Blinding. Where's Lady Slugga?
Sleeping.
What a
go wake her up.
Wake her up?
Why not?
What a party pooper.
Because she she hasn't been getting much sleep lately. Mm. I'm a let her sleep. She'll probably be up in like the next hour or two.
Is Lady Slugger your girlfriend?
No. She's like my best friend.
Did you guys ever kiss?
No.
Hands.
They I have witnessed them sharing a large black dildo.
All right. One on each hand?
Well, no, not a two-headed one. It was just regular large black dildo. They were sharing it. It was lovely. It was actually on the show.
But you said your girlfriend was in her 30s.
No, her boyfriend. She was talking about her boyfriend.
Yeah, I was talking about her boyfriend.
Her ex-boyfriend. She's available now, by the way.
I thought she said her girlfriend was in the 30s.
No, ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Well, how old is your girlfriend?
Don't have one.
How old's your friend?
Old enough to be my friend.
Are you old enough to be her friend?
I sure am.
How long have you been friends?
A long time.
How did you meet?
How did we meet? From this dude I was fucking with.
Well, what do you mean? You mean dude you were fucking or dude you were fucking with?
I called him my sugar daddy.
Oh, right. He gave you money and then you rode him like a horse?
No. Something like that, but then no riding.
Well, did he pay you for sex?
No. He just bought me whatever I wanted.
were you paying him?
Not even. I don't pay for sex. I have them pay me. Yeah.
You have them pay you, right? I understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that regular or is their time stuff now?
No, that's regular.
What do you regularly get?
What do you mean?
Well, you said you have them pay you. What do you regularly get?
Oh, well, full service is $200
right.
for an hour.
For an hour.
And that's mostly what people want, so I get $200.
Full service.
And those are specials.
What's the special?
What do you mean, what's a special?
I don't understand. What's a special?
A special is the price is low for an hour, $200. $200 an hour.
Oh, I thought it was something out of the ordinary.
No.
Well,
$200 an hour.
And if he wants to tie you up, what did you get?
Well, who yet?
What's that?
Wait, what'd you say?
If he wants to tie you up, what do you get?
What do I get?
Yeah.
Whatever I want to charge him. For
yeah.
Tying me up.
What if he wants to use anal beads on you?
I don't do Greek.
Well, no, they would be Polish anal beads, not the Greek ones.
Wait, who am I talking to right now?
You're on the line with One Angry Jew and VMAC.
Oh, okay.
You remember VMAC? He had the hernia. I'm trying to diagnose him, but he didn't want to.
That's right. I want to remind our listeners, we have One Angry Jew now available live on the radio now. Doing live hernia exams. If you want to call and take advantage
wow.
of this one of a kind offer right here on Disorderly Conduct. Join us now on air at 347-826-7667.
Are you using proper birth control?
And late night circumcision.
are you using proper birth control?
That's like, I'm going to drop this subject because my life is many a business. What I do in my life is many a business. Not trying to be rude, but
well, no, I understand that. But if you're doing something special,
if you want
right,
to know information about it, if you want a date, then well, go on Back Pages.
Go on what?
Go look for it. Go look for it. Because I'm not gonna say it on air. So go look for it. If you
look
want a date.
What?
Maybe $200. That's all you get. I'm not going to talk
there
about
go.
What I do.
There you go, One Angry Jew.
Did you say is Backpage some kind of anal thing? Or?
No.
Backpages is a website. They have them for every locality, I think, in the United States pretty much. If you just go to backpages.com, you'll find all of that. We'll be right back.
You got to know the real. What you thought? You thought you weren't going to see me? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on. Some people in the face start charades and promenade with facades, even snakes and snowflakes full of fraud by minor laws, poor flakes and tough cakes. I react and subtract, I impact and attract while they slack and piggyback. I blacked out, swing a battle axe at a poodle, avalanche on the ranch cause my style straight for noodles. Expand with grand slams, advance with elegance, MSC unaware they can speak irrelevant. Prepare to outlast by dread, the outcast with guns to outblast and love to outlast like a sumo. I'm pushing kids out of the loop cause they look soft like a cracker in soup. And I don't care what you got, who you know or what not, cause even bitch shots to buckshot, poking that side road to a crew, and bit the bullshit to do, and get bigger cause everywhere I go they telling me my nigga who that.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they can't even make you who that, who that, who that, can represent the who that, can make the world who that.
Magnanimous, my touch magnificent, I hush hilarious, with immaculate chances, known for stacking the chances back in the past, don't make my niggas pass it and blast, don't make the last one that you ever hear be, oh, there he go, cause niggas are splashing, dashing, get to know Mexico, I'm coming straight from New York, where we stalking, double talk, pop corks and jay walk in the street with tomahawks, I look to a fall, assault by the fall, somersault, hope to never halt, open the vault, once again, the name's Trez, I'll be the one you're getting under, even if you hit the number, looking better than your gunner, let it begin, let the wave spin like a blend, dress to a sand, shade of Caribbean men, either, stay with soul, a nigga, stay with yen, let it ascend, rewind and play it again,
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Who that can make the world do that? Don't be the one we do that. Who that?
ridiculous. Who be standing out like a crook on the rise? It's up again in the time. That's how we do. You know my struggle is suddenly the way I juggle these clubs. I'll be a man of most men and I got juice but a joke. Cause it's surely the aspiration. Been to blow like bottle rockets. Get these rubber bands off of my wrist and into my pockets. Roll with a few respectful. Skeptical of the opposite. Susceptible to the receptacle. When I be rocking shit, dreads the robber baron. Tearing them shit. I'm wearing, blaring my whip. You hearing no comparison fit. And the bottom line, I rig your line, shine with mine. With the thunder, I got the power to make people wonder.
Who that? I like the way he do that. Cause nowadays, who that? Can't even make your who that? Who that? Who that? Could press the fence, but who that? Could make the world who that? Don't be the world, we do that. Who that? Who that? I like the way he do that. Cause nowadays, who that? Can't even make your who that? Who that? Who that? Could press the fence, but who that? Could make the world who that?
Tune to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Vince in the Bay back here to you, Disorderly Conduct, the program. We're going to get back to our panel here in a second. If you want to join us, it's 347-826-7667. I want to thank Ronnie Rucker for putting the retreat. excuse me, the retweet out there of my show. And I want to thank everybody for joining me in the chat room here. Rambo and interesting. I've got so many freaking windows open, it's ridiculous here. Trying to navigate to the chat room here. Okay. I haven't really read everything that's going on, but it seems like there's a little back and forth going on between Rambo and Iconoclast Texas. I don't know. Every time I look in there, somebody's talking about gay this, gay that. I don't know. Can we just get it together, people? I mean, really? Really? So I'm at this hotel here tonight, and I'm at the Super 8 here, no coffee places open, no Starbucks, no nothing. So I need a little pick me up before the show, so I did one of these little instant your in room thing, the in room coffee. Not bad, actually. It's all instant and everything, but it's working. Great day for football. Raiders won. I was thinking one of the things I was musing about today, Jacoby Ford, wide receiver for the Raiders, kick returner, stud muffin. I was thinking that dude needs to open his own car dealership, his own Ford dealership. Jacoby Ford. Ford. Anyways, I was hanging out in San Francisco today at this coffee house, and I swear to God, I think I was the only person in the entire coffee house that did not have Chuck Taylor's on. Like, it was hipster central, but good. But it was a good day of hanging out, drinking coffee, and people watching, listening to the Raider game. What else happened today? Nothing really. It's just been raining out here. Oh yeah, when I was at the coffee house today, I saw a Muslim guy in the middle of a coffee house, two Muslim dudes hanging out. Dude, I swear to God, was praying
in the middle of the coffee house. Like, I wish I had some Muslim listeners. I don't know if we reached that far. But is that kosher? Can you, like, are you allowed to just pray in the middle of a coffee place like that? Like, there's got to be some rule against that. Like, don't you need to be in private at least? I don't know. One Angry Jew knows a lot of shit. Let's see if he knows. One Angry Jew, what do you know about Muslims? Are they okay? Is it cool to just, like, pray out in the open, like, say, in a coffee house or a restaurant?
No, I'd like to answer that for you, but I'd like you to call me Dr. Jew if you could.
Dr. Jew?
Well, I went to school for a long time. I think I've earned it.
All right. Why don't you change your name to Dr. Jew then, or Dr. Angry Jew or some shit?
Well, no, just Dr. Jew is okay.
All right, Dr.
Jew. Muslims praying. Well, it depends what they're praying for. If, let's say they're
slaughtering. Well, they're supposed to pray like five times a day, right?
Yes, five times. I believe if they were praying for, let's say they were slaughtering a cow in the middle of the coffee shop, prayer would be appropriate. Because otherwise they couldn't make.
I didn't notice any of that going on. There was no slaughtering of any.
No slaughtering
any
going on. Okay. No. Well,
there was one odd thing going on. This guy, there was like, in the coffee shop, they had where these two guys are sitting. There's like this like sort of built-in a bench, and they had like little seat cushions. And this guy had his seat cushion turned up, and he was, like, facing it, and just, like, he was just, like, staring at it.
What direction was he facing, do you know?
I presume he was facing east.
I see. Okay.
I didn't have a compass on me. I can't verify that.
Well, you knew where the ocean was, right?
Yes.
In relation to the coffee shop.
It could have been east. It could have been. I don't know. I kind of feel like it wasn't, but I don't know. I could be a little bit turned around.
Right. I'm on this website called Backpage. Where do I go now?
Oh, hang on. Let me get Candy back on here. Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so where does he go? Where does he go?
Or should I say assalamu alaikum?
Assalamu alaikum. Please don't make fun of my religion. Where do I go? I'm on
assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Right. I'm on Backpage. Where do I go?
Hey, Candy. He's on backpages.com now. What does he do? He's trying to find a date.
I don't know because I don't want to see him.
No, he didn't. I don't think he necessarily wants to have a date with you. I think he just wants to check out.
I don't know.
You could have a lot of fun at backstage.com.
I don't know really about Backpages. I don't know. I can't tell you.
Well, why did you suggest it then?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm on the radio.
Oh, stage. No. Lady Slugga, the beast has awoken.
I'm posted on Backpages, but I don't know what to do. Like, I don't post myself on there. Someone does that for me.
Who posts?
I don't know where
you?
To go.
Lady Slugga knows. No. Actually knows everything about it. She's the one that told me about it. You should put Lady Slugga on and have her tell us about it.
You called her Lady Slugga?
Well, who posts for you?
Lady Slugger?
Is that what you just said? Lady Slugger?
What's so funny about that? Does that turn you on?
Hello. It's Lady Slugger.
Lady Slugger. So, One Angry Jew, your favorite guy, BTR, is here. And he is looking for to navigate through backpages.com. And you kind of hooked me up.
That man where my shit is. So he can call my business phone and pretend that he's somebody else. Hell no. Mm-mm.
No, that's not. All right. Never mind.
What?
He just wants to. We just okay. How do I get to it again? It's backpages.com and then just.
Go to the city.
Oh, it's backpage.com. Uh huh.
Right.
There you go. And what is it for Philadelphia?
On the right hand side is the cities. And I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you, not for that man.
Well, no, I'm just saying because he's in Philadelphia, so he's going to want something that's local.
Well, go to Philadelphia. There's a Philadelphia ad.
That's that's where I'm at.
When you go, it
so
would be
like,
under the category
like,
escorts.
This is like a wannabe Craigslist.
Yeah, it replaced Craigslist.
What do you mean it replaced Craigslist? Craigslist.
As far as the erotic section, because there is no more erotic sections in Craigslist.
Oh, that's interesting. A whole new market they left open there, or not a new market.
Hi,
it's the whole.
Hi. Could you tell me where would you look? Hello.
All right, One Angry Jew. Here you go. You're in the chat room, right? I found it. You want to go here?
It's Dr. Jew to you again.
Dr. Jew, right.
It.
Yeah, doctor.
I burned it.
Dr. Jew. All right, what's that? Who is that?
What is that? Hey, somebody's getting busy.
Lady Slugga, was that you?
No, it wasn't. It was probably One Angry Jew.
Mm.
Around.
Either that or okay, never mind. Yeah, there's some crazy shit going on in my chat room right now.
What's going on?
I don't know. There's like an entirely different show going on in the chat room than there is going on the air. They've been talking. The main subject seems to be gays. But then when I talked about Muslims, suddenly everybody got excited about Muslims and started talking about that for a little while.
And is One Angry Jew is keeping it jumping?
Of course. He just gave. He's
you
giving. He's actually giving
that One Angry Jew. That's why you're allowed to talk on the air.
He's actually been doing. He's been doing hernia examinations on air. If you're interested.
He's not talking about his 3-year-old masturbating anymore, is he?
No.
Could you say masturbating properly? It's not masturbating. It's masturbating.
I said masturbating.
No, that's not what you
ignoramus.
Said.
Ignoramus.
You said
pulling the pud.
But I don't know, something.
Yeah. What about jacking off feverishly fast and hard?
There's an extra syllable in there or something. Could you say it properly again for me?
It's probably your ears because I said masturbating, so I don't know where you heard an extra syllable.
Oh, no, okay. Yeah, that's the way it should be said. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. He's not asking any females any other questions about their fathers touching them and shit, is he?
No,
ignoramus, but he said all that shit the last time.
Whoa. You know what? I figured it out.
Are you menstruating now? Is that why you were sleeping?
No, I'm not menstruating.
One Angry Jew, Dr. Jew, he's like the Julian Assange of BTR.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody hates him. But legally, they got nothing on him.
I don't hate him. I hate the way that he speaks to people.
Yes, kind of like Julian Assange.
The questions that he was asking the other night were totally unnecessary and uncalled for. And a father doesn't talk about his 3-year-old son masturbating in public.
No. That's sick.
So.
Yeah. Totally sick. I can't believe somebody would even let that be broadcast on their program. It's embarrassing.
No, it's not you. You said exactly why. You allow him to call into your show because he keeps things interesting, and he definitely, definitely gets your listeners up. You were number two in the most popular comedy shows today. Did you know that?
No. How do you know that?
When you go to the popular link on BTR, you just click it and you look for your category of what your show is under.
Uh-huh.
And it'll tell you the most popular one.
For that day?
Yeah, for that day.
Really? Are there any other good comedy shows out there?
I don't know. I didn't really look at any. I listened to
it must be
only
pretty
yours.
Crappy. This show is funny sometimes.
It was out of 1,400 comedy shows. You were number two.
Oh, yeah, bitch. Who was number one?
I didn't pay attention to that. I was just looking. Candy asked, actually, about you. How popular your show was, and I looked.
Oh, yeah. That's right, Candy.
I was, like, number 30 in the music.
Uh-huh. Well, music's tough because there's, like, a million music shows.
Yeah, there's over 4,000.
When I first started doing this show again, it defaults to news, so I just had it on news. And I got in the top 10 in news for a while there. I mean, I barely talk about the news on here.
Who's in your chat room?
Okay, let's see. We have Damage Control Radio. That's Rambo. And Rambo is talking in, I don't know what he's talking in. Is that Latin or? I have no idea what he's talking in. Is maybe Spanish? I don't know. Isha is in there. Iconoclast, Nudnik X, One Angry Jew, and Tracy Gamora.
Hi, Tracy. Ronnie's not in there?
Ronnie was in here a minute ago. He left, but he was here earlier.
I fell asleep trying to watch movies. VMAC, you gave us that channel 961, and it lags on the best movies.
Yeah, I know, man. They changed it. Like I said, it's about people getting greedy. You know, when the first time you're on to it, everything was okay. And then when it really got popular, now they're trying to charge people, you know, talking about pay this and then it won't lag and all that. Man, it's a crock of shit now.
They give you all these other downloads to download the VL player and all this other crap. We were watching if you want to watch a good movie that's on there, watch The Dark House. That shit. I had like three nightmares. That was really good.
That's the best thing to find when you're bored at night.
I'm so stoked. My hotel room, I get HBO Family Channel.
HBO Family. You're in a hotel. Where are you?
I'm on the road in Northern California up in a little town called Ukiah.
Yeah, he's going to check on his kustash.
Yeah, I'm gonna go meet up with my home skillet up in Arcata, and see if I can't get a tour of the local gardens, if you will. Candy, you're live. We have Candy back with us on the air as well.
Oh, you can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby.
Is she in echoing like she was the other day?
A little bit. If there's any way you guys can, like, go to separate sides of the room or different rooms, that kind of helps.
Move to the end of the bed.
Oh, bed. All right.
Oh, yeah. Are you guys ready for some chat roulette?
Not really.
No.
I had a long day today. I went to visit my slugga today.
Oh, really? How did that work out?
It's good, but I'm starting to feel like, I don't know, I love him, but I don't want to, he's younger than me, and I'm broken, and I've been through a lot of shit that I just don't feel it's fair that he has to deal with all my mental crap.
When we just talking about that about 40 minutes ago,
I feel
what's appropriate. is it appropriate or should it age matter? We were just talking about that a few minutes ago. So
about
my God,
age,
man,
you mean? The age difference?
Yeah.
He's 10 years younger than me.
What do you think?
I don't think age really matters except for what I just said. I've been through a lot of things that he hasn't gone through yet. And it, for him being a young man, I don't want to be, I don't want to take away anything from him that he didn't go through yet. Have him tied down and shit. There's a couple other issues, but I'm not going to get into them with one angry Jew on the line.
That's Dr. Jew. It's okay. I'm a doctor.
I'm not calling you doctor when you were talking about your three-year-old son masturbating. I'm just going to pretend you're not even there.
Masturbation is a very natural thing.
It is.
Not
I love it.
Not for a three-year-old child. Your three-year-old child is not going to the bathroom to masturbate looking for
all right. We've
pleasure.
Had this argument already.
Thank you,
kid. Thank you. Thank you.
I draw the line at magazines and lewd and lascivious things.
So as
iPod.
I was saying, Vince,
I keep his iPod.
Yeah,
in
I don't. I just feel a little bad, a little bit. I don't want to hold him back from stuff that he's going to naturally deal with in life that I already been through with men.
All right.
Sometimes
the obsession with gay talk in the chat room continues. Is everybody gay in the chat room? Is that what I'm supposed to
what
surmise
are they talking about?
From all of this?
What are they talking about that it's gay?
They're just talking everything's gay this and gay that and gay this. You guys are
it's a positive, gay. Is it a positive conversation or a negative conversation?
I can't even tell. I can't even tell. I don't know.
Well, tell me the last gay thing that was said.
Well, here you go. Well, this one wasn't very... Tracy says, typical fag seeking negative attention. So
and who
apparently
did she say that to?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know how... This really pisses me off about the Blog Talk Radio chat room. If you want to scroll up and look at like what's been talked about in the past...
It cuts it off.
Yeah. Once somebody posts something new, it bumps you back down to the bottom again.
Oh,
so
I know.
If you really want to see it, you got to copy and paste it all into like a fucking Word document or some shit.
Did you go to Meebo.com when I told you that before?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I went to, actually, I don't know if you heard of North Mabas Radio.
Oh.
He's usually on at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He was having a problem logging into his chat room, so I made him
Vince.
Another chat room from Meebo.
Yeah, what's up, doctor?
When my sister was 8, she used to hump the edge of the couch.
Well, on that note,
thank you,
I'm
doctor.
And of course, you would watch your 8-year-old sister do something like that.
Oh, I was 12, so I think I humiliated her and caused her to have all sorts of issues in her adult life.
Honey, I really don't want to talk about that yucky stuff right now because I'm really not in the mood to argue with you. You know what I mean?
Why would you need to argue with me?
Because I think you're disgusting, and I think that you're a pedophile, and I don't want to talk to you. Huh? You talk about things that are just gross, that a man that's married shouldn't be on live on the air talking about. You're humiliating yourself and your wife.
But I'm a doctor.
No, you're not.
I have a medical degree.
That's great, and that's why you're on Blog Talk Radio.
What do you get on fakedocuments.com?
I'm sorry?
If we got your degree,
fakedocuments.com. Where do I go to? Go, is my Comcast open? My email and Comcast? Because open up a page. Open up Comcast. Type it up in the top bar.
And check
no,
it,
up on
just
the top bar.
Email.
And then when it it'll open and say, see where it says Comcast?
Hey, Plugger, yeah, that's what I got something to talk to you about too later.
Okay. And then I follow Vince, so he'll be in my email. Just click on my where it says Vince in the Bay, and then where it says click to listen, and then you can get right to his chat room. Yeah, my inbox. I fell asleep early tonight.
Thank you, very nice.
I'm usually right on point when it comes to the shows, but today I didn't even do my own.
What's up with that?
Because I was tired, and like you said, I have a lot on my mind. After I go visit him, that's like traumatizing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had a pretty deep discussion today. We were talking about children. And
did it involve masturbation?
As I was saying, we were talking about children, and it's just something that, I don't know.
Do you want any kids?
I do want kids, but unfortunately I have a couple problems, you know, and I have to take medication to make me right as far as doing that, and I can't take the medication because of the aneurysm.
Oh, man.
So,
yeah.
Like,
your problem,
he's willing to do the whole artificial thing and all that stuff, but I just don't think it's fair. Like, I think that he should go through the excitement of hearing his girl is pregnant, you know what I mean? And I don't want to take that away from him. So it was a big conversation today, and...
I love conquers all, though. I mean, if somebody really loves you, they adapt to what the problem is, you know? There's nothing traditional nowadays. You know that's loving.
I know.
You got somebody good. I mean, you know, if y'all standing together on it, hey, I mean, shit, you know, the next person might not be right. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have a baby by a fucking lunatic. You know what I'm saying?
I know. It's
I
just
was married to one, shit.
I know, it's just like he's such a good
person. I know where you're coming from, though.
Person, like, I want him to go through that. And it would be great to have another slug abroad into this world. He needs to have some kids. I think he'd be a wonderful father. I just don't want to take things away from him. He called me after the visit because he knew I was really upset. And, you know, he always makes everything seem better, but I don't know. I think maybe he might be too good for me, even though he's in jail.
hey, Vince.
Yeah, doctor.
I'm on back pages, and I'm trying to find the one that would cover Center County, Pennsylvania, but I'm not sure which one it is. You can help me?
Mm-mm. Nope.
What county?
Center County.
I don't even know what that is.
Center County?
Well, I don't think it's in the center, but it's the county in Pennsylvania.
No, I'm not.
I don't know. Google, bro.
I'm just wondering which back pages would cover Center County.
No, I'm not telling him that because he'll be calling. He displayed his ignorance already, and he'll just put me through aggravation. Who knows what kind of deceitful person he is that would try something funny.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, that's great. I'm happy for you.
I didn't know that was
the new toy that they give away in cereal boxes now is a degree in being a doctor.
Oh,
yeah.
No, absolutely.
Did she
get into your Comcast?
What did Tracy say?
I sent you an email. What is it?
She said I knew that was Slugga.
Right. Yeah, the CC Adora 206 at Comcast. I sent an email to that. Did you get it?
Who sent who an email?
I sent an email to CC Adora 206 at Comcast. Did you get it?
Who sent that? The one angry Jew is talking to me right now?
That doctor
yes.
guy, yeah.
Yeah, it's
Dr.
No, Dr.
I didn't
Jew.
Check it. What was your email address?
I'd have to spell it for you.
Go ahead.
M A S.
Oh my god,
shut up. You're just not you're not funny anymore. Like you're really just boring. Like if you look, I don't have anything personal against you. I have something against what you spoke about. There's a lot of little fucked up kids in this world right now. And for you to talk about what you spoke about the other night, that's not cool. That's not something that you should take as a laughing matter and think that was cute.
Children touching themselves?
Yeah, because you know what?
A 3-year-old child does not masturbate.
They don't?
You're a fucking idiot. They don't masturbate. They're not looking for personal pleasure in touching themselves.
You have to go to parents.com and read the articles.
You're disgusting. I'm not going to parents.com to read about 3-year-old children masturbating. Well, whoever wrote it is a fucking idiot also.
I
don't need to read that.
So I just read them.
Well, that's pretty sad. 3-year-old children don't masturbate looking for personal pleasure.
2-year-old children do it.
Oh, whatever, buddy. I'm not talking to you about that. You're disgusting.
I know.
You're a pedophile, and I hope somebody catches you before it.
Pedophile? A pedophile?
That's right. Join us. 347-877-667. Something into the chat room here. Yeah, he found candy. I'm sorry, Dr. Drew. Or Dr. Drew. Dr. Jew. But we're going to get back to that mess in a minute here. I want to give a shout out to VMAC right here, everybody. If you aren't familiar with VMAC, you should check out his program on VTR, Damn Radio. And he's also got a little musical career bubbling underneath the surface here. And we're going to go ahead and hear a track from VMAC. This is Verbal Ventilation. And we'll be back with some more verbal stuff in a minute. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667.
around too long. My faith is not so good, but my anger is strong. On the verge of losing my home, but job is scary. Asking the state for help, I feel so embarrassed. My independence I cherish, I'm about to lose. The devil telling me I'm smart and dressed for evil and use it. I won't confuse it, I'm a good man. The more I fight, the more I'm sinking in this quicksand. Is this God's plan or some bad karma? I push my chick away cause I'm afraid I might harm her. I leaned on my mama, but I broke her back. My hustle game sucks, I can't flip a sack. I try so hard to put my city on the map, but folks ain't ready. I'm just fitting the facts. This ain't fate, the realest song I ever wrote. Now leave with happiness and the north I hope. Asking the Lord, am I forsaken as I breathe through this mic?
Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Congratulations. One Angry Jew, you found Candy. He located Candy. Good for him. I want to thank all of our chatters holding it down, Damage Control Radio, a.k.a. Rambo, Guest 59, Iconoclast TX, Lady Slugga, Melinda. Ladies and gentlemen, I would also like to remind you that I'm not responsible for any of the content that Melinda pastes into the chat room. So beware. You've been warned. It's just a word to the wise. Little heads up. But I love Melinda. I'm glad she's here. She is as amazing and talented as she is sick and twisted. And you got to take the good with the bad, right? Anywho, I'm going to bring back our panel here. VMAC. So VMAC. Are you familiar with Linda? Melinda, by any chance?
No, I don't think I know her.
This chick, she's a loose cannon. She's crazy. She posts some crazy shit, man. She'll post some weird shit about Michelle Obama, like her wardrobe choices, I guess. And then the next night she'll come into the chat room and post a link to like some sniper attack, the result of some sniper attack, where this guy's head is like blown in half. very graphic. Like, you know, person arrived on the scene and this is what they shot. Just disgusting. Just really disgusting. So you got to watch out. When Melinda posts something in the chat room, it could be some sort of weird, obscure, conspiratorial thing, or most likely involving Michelle Obama. She always says some sort of Michelle Obama links.
Yeah, she has a obsession with Michelle Obama.
Does she what?
She had an obsession with Michelle Obama.
Maybe, I don't know. Or maybe she just happens to... She's got an obsession with this one website. I wish I had that website. Maybe I can find it in my history. But I'm going to bring back Dr. Gio.
Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Dr. Gio. Oh, yes. We. I want to remind everybody, if you are joining us or have just joined us, Dr. Gio is taking your calls as well tonight. He's on our panel. He's going to also be performing hernia examinations on the air.
And I'll also be doing anal inspections. So if Melinda wishes to send in a picture of her anus, I will be grading it on cleanliness and pucker factor and whatnot.
I forgot about that. One Angry Jew has a bit as big a crush on Melinda as I do. I forgot. One Angry Jew and I are kind of in competition for Melinda's affection.
Has Melinda sent you a picture of her anus?
No. Has she sent you?
Well, she's asked me to kiss it, so I'm still hoping to see it.
Oh, she asked you to kiss it.
Hold on.
Is she private messaging you?
Well, she private messaged me last week.
Oh.
And she told me that she's a bad girl. And what
she's
she really
naughty.
Wants is an older man to spank her.
Yeah. That's where I come in.
But I just want to point something out, Vince.
Yeah.
I'm sort of
yes, doctor. Give us
your expert
opinion.
Yes.
I'm
sort of enjoying this little bit of back and forth with Lady Slugga, who says I'm disgusting, but she and her friend are hookers in Center County, Pennsylvania. So I'm really perplexed by that.
I think they prefer to be called escorts, actually.
Well, escorts, hookers, whores, whatever. Who's laughing, Vince?
That's VMAC. He thinks you're hilarious, dude. What's your problem?
Oh, I see. Is that funny? I don't know if it's...
I thought it was funny.
Did you laugh?
Yeah. On the inside, VMAC was laughing for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I just find it interesting that...
I can think something's funny and not laugh out loud. Is that
no?
Not
I know, but what I'm saying is, I find it funny.
The thing is, I find a lot of things funny, but nothing LOL. Like in reality, LOL.
Right. I can't do that.
Very,
LOL thing,
very,
but,
very few things in reality are LOL for me.
But I was going to say that when somebody calls me a pedophile.
Hey, wait a second.
I guess
just heard
I'm sorry.
There.
When a
hey, VMAC, are you dropping a deuce right now, bro?
For me? Oh, no.
Oh, I thought I heard some background noise there, like you flushing your toilet.
Oh, no. Shit. I'm sitting there watching ESPN, man.
Oh, right on. Cool, man. All right. Lady Slugga is foaming at the mouth right now. Lady Slugga, what's up?
That was really fucking rude.
What?
And that's why I choose not to talk to him. Like, fucking hookers? First of all, I'm a boss. And if you look at back page, you'll see that Lady Slugga isn't posted there. Somebody else is, and she is called an escort. So when you try to talk like you're educated, know the difference between things. Candy doesn't have sex with people for money. So if you want to look me up like that, if you're on my dick that hard, angry Jew, why don't you go to my website and read what my website says before you come out of your mouth and don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
All right, let's get a rebuttal here from one angry Jew. Or a Dr. Jew, excuse me.
I believe that we need to take a vote in the chat room and see if anybody's buying that she's a, what does she call her? She called her a...
an escort.
An escort, that's right, that she's not having sex for money. Does anybody believe that?
Okay, you know what? We got to bring Candy herself on. Candy, what do you think? What do you make of all this bullshit?
I think he's just mad because he's not getting no pussy, even if he pays for it or not. And I'd rather be a whore than fuck my 3-year-old child and play with his fucking dick all the time. So I would love for people to call me a whore. I don't even give a fuck. Because I get money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't I don't fucking harass my kids and tell them to play with their dick in front of me so I could jerk off and play. Are you fucking kidding me? And Lady Slug is very angry right now.
I know.
For angry Jew to sit here and talk shit, I'm sorry, but you have no life. No life at all. You're a lame. You really are. You have no life. I feel sorry for you. You're just mad because bitches make money and most niggas don't. No, I'm going to rephrase that. Lame niggas don't like you. Don't get mad. And I don't fuck for money, so get the shit right.
There you go. That's as they say. That's real talk, VMAC.
Yeah, but naked truth.
All right, Dr. June, what do you think of that?
Well, out of the mouths of hookers, you never know what you're going to hear. You know, it's really praise to Caesar when you think about it.
Give unto Caesar that which is Caesar.
Well, here,
give
me,
unto
let me
God that which is God. Are you suggesting that that escorts donate to the church as well?
Well, it's possible. But here, let me read her ad in the most sexy voice that I can put forth, if you'll allow me.
All right, make it quick, doctor.
All right, got a sweet tooth? Well, Candy is here. 21. Candy is finally in Center County. And only accepting in-call dating at her private, comfortable, and discreet location. Please call, no, I shouldn't say the number, to set an untimed. Well, hold on, I have a question. Is this an all-you-can-screw buffet? Untimed? It's an discreet and fun meeting. Candy, she's a fresh, cute, and bubbly lady.
She is.
Well, she is. Well, I've seen her pictures. She's sort of overflowing in several areas, but.
Yeah, but it's a little extra cushion for the pushing,
yeah,
bro.
It's a little bit too much extra for me, but she's ready to.
You haven't seen it in action, dude.
I haven't?
No.
Ain't nothing wrong with a thick chick.
Vince, have you seen
girl,
some of the things?
Ain't nothing wrong with a thick chick.
I've seen some things, yes.
Okay.
And I've seen her in particular.
The picture that Melinda put up with the head that was snipered?
Yeah, did she put it up again?
No, but don't you wish you could unsee it?
Holy shit!
Oh,
holy shit! Did you look at Rambo's picture in the chat room? My God!
Hold
that
on,
guy's
but,
got a personal, like, he's got every... Oh, my God, dude. This guy's insane, dude. He's got,
Vince,
like...
Don't you
he's
wish
got,
you could
he's got,
unsee?
He's literally got a weapon for, like, every day of the year.
But don't you wish you could unsee what you saw?
You people got to check out this thing that Rambo's got in his hand. My God, I'll repost. Look at this thing. This thing will, like, gut a fucking whale.
Oh, I see. All right, let me.
Can you imagine that fucking thing coming at you? Hi, I'm Rambo. How you doing?
I can't see anything. It says this content's unavailable.
Maybe he took it down. No, it's definitely available. I'm checking it out. I guess we should take a moment here to, since we're talking about the lovely Candy
Hooker.
All right, Dr. Jew. That's enough of that. We're gonna give Dr. Jew a little time out here. And while we do that, we want to thank one of our friends of the show. That would be Kiss Entertainment. And you can find that them at kissentertainment.webs.com. And, wow, they've got some amazing photography on there. And let's see what kind of photos they have in here. Ooh, hey there. Yeah, there's a lot of curves going on here with Kiss Entertainment. I would certainly like to...
Kiss Her Entertainment?
Endorse Kiss Entertainment. they have some reviews on the internet here. Sweet Candy Pleasure says, they say, not only do you have a great website, we respect you very much because we know you will not hire bad escorts. I have texts to prove Diamond and VIP will allow bad escorts to... What the hell is that noise? Oh, you guys, you girls have this. Kiss Entertainment does have, I've got to take a private conversation here with Melinda. We have a little thing going on here. Dr. Jew.
Yes, how may I help you?
Never mind. Wrong. I wasn't thinking about. I want to go back to Candy for a second. Candy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How you doing, baby?
I'm doing excellent.
Yeah.
Doing great.
So tell us about Kiss Entertainment. Are you a part of Kiss Entertainment, or is that not part of? Are you not part of that?
Yeah. But see what Angry Jew got to realize? Hookers and whores walk on the street and sell their body. Me, I go on dates. Don't sell my body. I go on dates. Two different things. I'm looking for a man, so I go on dates. They take me out, buy me dinner, take me to the movies. That's what an escort is. If he really wants to look. Like, no. Sorry. But Lady Slug back on. She called back.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Lady Slug. You're on.
I can't believe the Angry Jew is, like, taking it to this level right now. I'm so angry.
First of all, it's Dr. Jew.
No, he's
and
not a doctor.
Second of all, you guys, I thought we were going to arrange something where you guys were at the opposite ends of the bed or something. So we don't get that echo? Because we're getting that echo now. Or do you have your computer audio on, or what's up? There's, like...
I can start doing
some crazy, like, Jimi Hendrix reverb distortion.
She hung up. She said she'll call back.
All right.
But, no, that what you were just reading was another agency that was writing a review in reference to my site, because there's a lot of them in PA, and a lot of them give me respect. I've had my site for 7 years, and I don't deal with scumbag girls. If a man tells me something about a chick, I will fire her. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of girls that will do extra for extra money, and that's not allowed. And if Angry Jew, being that he's in love with me as much as he is, and now he's on my site, and now he's posting my links and everything all over the place, you know, he should have this brains to go to my site and read all the information on my site before
he says
anything.
Well, I think this is giving you some extra publicity here. Like, I think
I've been dealing with this for 7 years. So Angry Jew is the man that will send me 100 fake emails. Angry Jew is the man that will call and set up fake dates and shit like that, and I'm not in any mood to deal with his immaturity right now.
Yeah, but at this point, you can filter that out. You can tell when stuff is shady, right?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, most of the time, but sometimes you can't. You know what I mean? And that's part of the business.
No.
There's idiots like him that like to play games because they have nothing better to do with their time.
See,
and I'm not dealing with
that. Grown men actually send you prank emails.
Yeah. Men that look for dates, you know what I mean? Men that call agencies or call live dating services, already there's an issue. You know what I mean? There's men that cheat on their wives. There's men
right.
that have fetishes. You know what I mean? There's a lot of times I get a lot of calls for men that like fetishes, that like to be humiliated or spit on or pissed on or all kinds of crazy shit. And then you have the men that know what an escort is and want somebody to take to a wedding. Like they don't have a woman in their life and they need a girl for a date to take to a dinner party or to, like, I had a lot of guys that used to call to want to take chicks to the casinos, to have girls with them at the casinos and stuff like that. For him to just say, to call Candy a whore on the internet was ridiculous. You know what I mean? Because she gets dates to where men take her out. You know what I mean? She's not just fucking people. You know what I mean? And what the girls choose to do on their dates is really not what anything to do with me. And if you read my site, you'll see that. I do the hookup, and that's it. From what happens at that point has nothing to do with me, what the girl chooses to do. As long as I get paid and she gets paid, then that's all that it is. A lot of girls actually, with if you go to Backpage.com and look at all the other cities, there's a lot of girls that do this. You know what I mean? And there's a lot of different
levels. Oh, I didn't
realize
it. You sent me the one for San Francisco, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of girls.
Oh, yeah.
They got one for Milwaukee, too? Look.
I wonder if they got one here for Mendocino County. I'm in Mendocino right now, and I'm kind of lonely.
Look, I'm sure that there is. I'm sure that there is, or if you call a girl, I'm sure if she does outcall dating, she would come to you. Sometimes they charge a little more for outcall, though,
mm-hmm.
which it depends. It all depends on what the girl does, you know what I mean? The girl can meet anywhere. There's a lot of girls that meet in hotels and stuff like that to where in-call would cost more because they got to pay for their hotel room. But it all depends. This is something that's been ongoing for a very long time. Craigslist used to be the site to use for escort agencies, but a lot of the independent girls took it to a completely different level. Like they post pictures of their bodies and stuff like that.
They got a Mendocino one. I already found the Mendocino one. Okay, what I want men men. Seeking women, right? Personals or escort? No, I want escorts.
Yeah, well, you can go to them men seeking women also, and some of them girls just are there for free,
mm-hmm.
like they won't charge you.
That's what I'm talking about.
But they're the ones.
But
that might
but
be
I want
also.
I want a professional though. I don't want some amateur that
right.
is like sloppy and doesn't.
Tracy, I'm reading your message in the chat room. What you need to do is go to my website, and there's an application on my website. You can fill out the application, send me a few pics, but don't send me nude pics. I don't use nude pics. Send me a couple pics. I could post you up, and we could figure out the pay through PayPal as far as you paying me, if you could be trusted. I have a transvestite in Texas right now that's on my website. But they
There you go, man.
Get
it's generally $200 an hour.
Could I get a hook in an escort to just hump the sofa and so I can sort of relive my childhood?
Oh, my God.
Well, see, and one angry Jew, it wouldn't be so bad. I wouldn't have a problem talking with you if you didn't say disgusting things like that. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but when you talk about children masturbating, it turns my stomach. So I'm just going to ignore you.
Oh, here we go. Real, want to play, 23 years old. Oh, damn. Check this out, kids. Are you ready for a discreet and very classy companion that can show you an incredible time? Someone that knows how to please on many levels? A truly once-in-a-lifetime kind of girl that will make everyone around you jealous that you found her first? Well, I'm that woman, just a phone call away. I have nice curves, a small waist, and full 32 C's that look right in just about anything.
Yeah, Tracy said, yeah, Tracy, it's generally $200 an hour, and I only take 80. It could be more or less depending on the extent that you do your date. But anything over $200, you keep, because I don't have nothing to do with that.
Wow. I'm going to paste. This is the girl I'm thinking about calling tonight. See what you people think. See if you approve. A little brown sugar for you. Hey, so Dr. Jew, what do you think of this?
Well, I'm. I always.
Wow, she's
always,
really pretty.
Let's see.
She's pretty
wow.
hot, huh?
Yeah, she is. But see, now this
she's,
is.
She's
I can
got
explain,
nice hands too.
I can explain something to you about this also.
I want
to
have.
Now,
I want to play with
girls. With
she's
the 23, girls,
I totally want to play with her.
Listen, sometimes yeah. when girls look. Real hot like that. If it's a real, if it's a real girl, she's gonna ask for a lot of money. And I'm not trying to be ignorant to girls that may not look that good, but
yeah,
most of the
those
time,
hands are kind of big, Vince.
Most of the time,
she's also
a
covering
fake
her
ad.
Ad.
Most
right.
of the time,
those
it's a
are,
fake
those
ad.
Hands are kind of big, Vince. I'd be really wary of that.
Vince, can you hear me?
Yeah,
most
totally
of the time,
hear.
It's most of the time it's a fake ad if they look that good. But if it's not a fake ad, they ask for a lot of money.
Right.
Which isn't. I mean, they're definitely worth it. You know what I mean?
Know,
if they do, there's some girls that do a whole lot.
What's
you know
a lot
what I mean?
Of money? Like, what do you? What, okay, let's say this chick right here that you're looking at that I just pasted in there. Let's say she's real. Let's say she's legit. How much do you think she wants for?
Yeah.
You know,
how much?
Come
for
back
the
to my hotel.
$325 an hour, maybe $500. It depends.
Yikes.
How much for the white girls?
The white girls? It all depends on what their extent is of dating. It all depends on what they do. If they work for an agency, then they have to pay an agency, so they might want more. You know what I mean? There's a thing that's called all-inclusive dating to where the men don't have to tip. Sometimes the girls, if they work for an agency, they want a tip.
Right. If I could get an all-inclusive date with a nice white girl and my German Shepherd, what would that cost me?
Oh, if you're also into something sadistic, which apparently, obviously you are, they'll probably want a lot of money.
That's all.
You missed that one, I agreed to you. What did you say?
I was saying a nice white girl and all-inclusive and my German Shepherd.
No, she answered that. Okay, I guess you were just repeating it.
No,
yeah.
I'm not sure. I don't think we got an answer in the dog part, though.
So should I?
I said you're a sadistic, and it's obvious that you would ask something with your dog. I mean, so she would probably want more if she took it to that level.
I love my dog.
Yeah, well, you're disgusting.
Right. And most people love their dog.
Yeah.
My dog loves me.
I guess you would need help in the sexual factor, being that you watch children masturbate.
Not really.
You
but
need your dog. You would need your dog there to assist you.
Yeah, I find it amazing that you would call me a pedophile, but you are a what are they? What's the name they use for you? Oh, a madam. You are a procurer of prostitutes, right?
Oh my God! This
would
chick
that be a?
You're
that
an
be
idiot.
A
chick looks like she's like 12.
Would that be a fair assessment? You don't have 12-year-olds, Lady Slugget, do you?
No. Read my website, fucking asshole, and shut your fucking mouth.
Read my website
and stop saying things. Read my website, and then you wouldn't have to ask me no questions.
How old do you think
that
chick is?
It's in the chat
right
room.
No, it's that you wouldn't have to ask me any questions.
Another ebony
English,
princess
please.
Here.
Have you done any jail time for what you
did?
You
have to be.
Oh, damn, I told you
he was going to take it there. I told you he was going to take it there.
Have you done any jail time for what you
did? No, because I have a legal business, and I don't do anything illegal.
Your business is legal?
It's live dating. It's live dating.
Live dating.
Read my website, asshole. Look up the definition to escort. It is not a whore. It is not a prostitute. It is not a hooker. It is an escort.
Have you heard
anything that I just said?
I just didn't believe anything that you just said. That's all.
Okay. Well, whatever.
I just find it ironic. I just find it ironic that the prostitute procurer would call me a pedophile.
Yeah, because you think it's okay that your 3-year-old son masturbates.
All right, so we've got a couple minutes left to go here in the program. If you want to join us, the number is 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chat room once again. Rambo holding it down in the hometown. Also, Isha, guest 59, who has been hanging out listening all night. Appreciate you listening. Also, Lady Slugga, Melinda. Hi, Melinda. Thanks for being here, baby. Nundek X has been here for almost the entire show. Appreciate you joining us this evening. Also, One Angry Jew and Tracy Gamore. For those of you listening to us on the podcast / archives, I think we're going to keep going here with a little bit longer with One Angry Jew and Lady Slugga. This has been pretty fun so far. Also, I think in the overtime, I'm going to try to call this this escort, the chick that's 23 that wants to play. Yeah. Here, I'm going to paste this into the chat room right now. If you want to join us, I think I'm going to call this chick in a couple of minutes here. So 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay. It's lovely, as always, to have each and every one of you here with me on this early Monday morning. Yeah, Melinda, let's play, baby. I would extend the show. I can't extend the show. It's unextendable. They only give me a 2-hour limit. It will technically extend, though, into the overtime. So if you want to call in, you can call in and just listen. You don't have to talk, but you got to do it in the next minute. It's 347-826-7667. I want to thank VMAC. Big ups to VMAC for coming through. He dropped off a little while ago. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to him. But always a pleasure to have him here. Check him out. He's also does a show here on BTR called Damn Radio. Anyways, folks, one more minute to go here for you to join us as we go into overtime and have a little fun here. We're going to extend the show. We got a few more callers here lined up that we'll talk to in the overtime segment. But going to give you a couple of seconds here to join us. Once again, 347-826-7667. Melinda thinks that's a tranny. What are you talking about? The chick in, are you talking about the chick that I posted in there? You think that's a tranny? No. Never. I think you're crazy. It's not a tranny. Impossible. All right, well, it looks like the lines are the switchboard's lighting up here, folks, like an old Christmas tree. I'm going to bring all my panel back on in a second. You've got 30 seconds, though, to join us If you want to do it now. 347-826-7667. If not, I thank you for tuning in tonight. Join me again tomorrow night. I'll be on at 10 p.m. Pacific right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we will be back for the overtime segment with my panel right here.
Stay tuned. Tuning in tonight. Join me again tomorrow night. I'll be on at 10 p.m. Pacific right here on Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, crew?
Hello.
We've got Lady Slugga. We've got Candy. We've got, is it VMAC? Or maybe not. We got somebody on the 414, which doesn't have, they don't have their name, their hand up. So I'm just gonna, if I'm gonna mute them. And if they want to talk, person on the 414, if you want to talk, just put your hand up, press 1. But I got to warn you, if you don't put your hand up soon, I'm going to lose. I know at a certain point during the overtime, I'm going to lose control of my switchboard because that's just how BTR works. So I'm going to keep you muted, but if my switchboard goes away, I'll have no way to unmute you if you decide you want to join the conversation. So leaving it up to you, raise your hand now, press 1, or forever hold your peace. I also have another caller from 720.
Rambo.
Rambo. Nice. Very good. Very nice. Yeah, I think I'm already losing control of my switchboard. Yeah, so kids, I hate to break this to you, but one angry Jew wimped out. He's gone. He's still in the... one angry Jew, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, good. That's weird.
Are you kidding? You think I'd leave after this?
Okay. Good. I'm glad you're here. I don't see you on my board. I don't see myself on the board either. So go. And now I see nobody. So there you have it.
Well, who do we have on with us?
We've got Rambo. I wish Melinda. I'm looking at Melinda in the chat room. Lady Slugga, Candy, and Rambo.
Oh, is Lady Slugger on?
Yeah. Lady Slugger, are you there?
Yep.
Lady Slugger, I've seen your picture. And let me tell you something. You are no Heidi Fleiss. I know Heidi Fleiss. I've met Heidi Fleiss.
Fuck off.
I've been to dinner with Heidi Fleiss.
I'm sure you have.
And you, madam,
it's
are
like
no Heidi
Fleiss. It's like the
little
green people.
Heidi Fleiss had character. She had couth. She had a smoking slim body.
Yeah, she was anorexic.
You, madam, are no Heidi Fleiss.
Fuck off.
Why do you hate her so much?
So don't feed into him. He's a retard,
please,
man.
Don't feed,
yeah.
Please don't feed the Jew.
He doesn't need to be fed.
Whatever you do,
you're
don't
a waste.
Feed the Jew.
He's a waste as a human being, let alone fucking a man. Are you kidding me?
This is a warning to all listening. Do not feed the Jew.
That's how he gets his rise off of everybody else's show, because he harasses everybody.
No, this is a great example of what goes around comes around.
No, what goes around, you don't even know me, and I didn't even do anything to you for you to even say that. So.
I didn't? Oh, that's amazing. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I put a message on your page. Yeah, I did, to yourself.
You did?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that you did, but let me tell you. This is the greatest example of karma. And I remember you talking about karma last week, something nonsensical, whatever. But you really should be careful.
Oh, you need to go fuck
karma.
Yourself.
I am a doctor, and I can advise you. Do you need a prescription? I might be able to write one for you.
He's hilarious. You should try being
a
comedian instead of a troll on Blog Talk Radio.
A little bit of Depakote may go a long way. I would say 500 milligrams in the morning and at night before you go to bed.
He's funny. A little bit of what did you say?
Depakote.
I don't even know what that is.
That'll help you with your bipolar disorder.
Oh, wow.
I think you have bipolar disorder.
Well, I have already diagnosed your bipolar disorder. I can tell by the sound on the phone.
Oh, boy.
And you're psychotic.
Wow.
Something wrong with you.
Vince, did anybody else call in besides me, Candy, and Angry Jew?
Yeah, Rambo. Rambo's here. What's up, Rambo? What's going on with you,
bro? Hi, Rambo.
Oh, I'm
Rambo.
Sitting here on Common Sense Radio too.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So I'm like multitasking. I got four conversations going on at one time.
All right. Just make sure, Rambo, that you don't feed the Jew.
I won't feed the Jew. You trust me. I won't feed him.
No, don't feed the Jew. It's the last thing you want to do.
Hey,
can you
guys
hear me?
that skinny chick shit. Very nothing better than a woman with meat on her bones.
Thank you.
You go through a cold winter in Colorado, and you won't want that skinny chick anymore.
I got to tell you, if you had Lady Gaga in your bed with that meat suit, I think you'd change your mind.
Lady Gaga
looks like
Lady
a My Little
Gaga.
Pony.
Right.
Lady Gaga, just let you know she's a man.
That they only say that. That's probably not true. People say a lot of things just to, you know, get out there. And
no, she sings one of her songs.
What song?
Oh, by the way, I snagged the pictures before you took them off of the webpage. But nice try.
That's okay. I don't care. They're all on my website anyway. But like I said, that's your immaturity that's going to try to play some games with an actual business. So that's whatever.
An actual business. That's an amazing statement.
Yeah.
You sell flesh, madam.
Oh, my God. Me and Candy are about to hang up, Vince.
You sell
flesh. And never call back.
That's an actual business. Amazing.
like I said, look on the internet and look at all of the escort agencies that are all over the world. Here's a website for you called escorts.com. Look that up. I'm not
okay.
The only one.
I have
I'm on the bottom of the totem pole.
No, I understand that, but I have a website for you, too. It's called im.adumfuck.com.
Yeah, that was so intelligent.
Right. How intelligent is it to admit on recorded radio that you sell flesh?
I never did.
Madam.
And that's how I said you are not intelligent. I never said that.
Oh.
I have a live dating service.
A live, so you
and
sell
I said
live.
That they go on dates.
You
live
sell.
Means live. It's not on right. cam or anything like a lot of other places.
Dates. Did the men bring your flowers?
No, I don't use that term. That a lot of girls use that. I don't use that term at
flowers.
All.
I said flowers. Do the men
yeah.
bring flowers?
Oh, I thought you meant as far as the amount that the date is. The girls use the word flowers to replace money. They use donations to replace money. They use roses
oh,
to replace
money. I didn't know that. But
I don't. Well, like I said, if you read my fucking website instead of stalking me now, you would understand the whole thing behind the business.
I'm stalking you by looking at
so
a
website? You, yeah, because you send me emails and now you're going to be calling my phone and all types of shit. I already know what I'm in
email?
Store for because you're ignorant.
Hey, listen. I just put your phone number in the chat room. I didn't call it, but if somebody
I'm
else
sure
in the
you
chat
will.
Room calls it, that's not my problem.
Somebody else in the chat room, one of your many other personalities, right? Whatever.
Are you accusing me of multiple personality disorder?
Yes.
Well, all right. Hold on a second.
My second wife is a full-blown multiple.
Really? All right, well, hold on a second, because I have to discuss this. With Mr. Singh. Let me bring Mr. Singh on. I need to discuss this with him.
Turn that down.
Yes, how may I help you? Mr. Singh, I've been told that I have a multiple personality problem. No. You have no multiple personality problem. I think I'm going to prescribe a medication for myself for the morning. What do you think I should prescribe?
It's called a razor, and it's called slit your wrist so you kill yourself.
I see. Thank you. Thank you, madam, for that bit of advice.
Mm-hmm.
It's well taken. Thank you. Do you have anything to add that you haven't already added?
Me, Mac, are you tired? V-Mac, are you tired? I hear you yawning.
Oh, no, that was me. I was just about to nut on the screen.
Oh, God.
Please, why do you always call a deity when I talk about masturbation?
Okay, so I just called her and left a message.
You did? I still think she's a tranny. I agree with Melissa. And
no,
Melissa,
she sounds like what she looks like in a photo.
No, they can. There is a thing they can do to the vocal cords to make it sound a lot less.
Okay, you want to hear it? Yeah. You want to hear it and tell me what you think?
Well, why don't you call her? Oh, you can't call her from the switchboard, can you?
Yeah, I can call her. You want to hear what? Here, I'll call her right now.
Yeah, let's all leave her a message. Maybe.
No, we're not going to all leave her. We're not going to all leave her a message. You're just going to hear what she sounds like.
All right, if you insist.
Voicemail. Obviously, I can get to the phone, but if you leave your name, your number, and a brief message, I'll be sure to get back with you. Thank you, and have a pleasant day.
Now, would you have described that as cute, fresh, and bubbly?
Vince, you heard me? Vince?
I think Vince just nutted, and he needs a few moments.
Vince.
Hello, Vince? How fascinating if you would be left with just me, madam. Madam, are you still there? Hello? What a shame.
Hello? Hello?